We are audiostack.ai.
Combining AI writing, the best synthetic voices,
with production and delivery.
Be it ads, podcasts, or VOs for video.
Just like this ad. How would you utilize AI audio? For free.
Go to audiostack.ai/contest.
Give us just a few details.
And you could replace this spot and be heard by millions.
See webpage for T's and C's. audiostack.ai/contest.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Welcome to another episode of Crazy Fitness Guys Healthy Living Podcast. I have my friend Russell, who has another podcast. He's going to tell you a little bit about that. And he has his, he went through a big weight loss journey. And welcome, Russ.
Thank you. So, yeah, I am one half of the podcast called Nick and Russ Don't Know Anything podcast. I'm Russ. We have been podcasting probably, I think our first day was like June 20th of this year. We decided to do it out of COVID boredom, but also COVID creation. We were bored and we're tired of not being creative, really. So we did a podcast, and our podcast is kind of a variety podcast. We do cover a lot of politics and current events, but we also talk about like film, and we interview a lot of people from all walks of life. We've had lawyers on, we've had politicians on, other podcasters on, we've had writers and producers and directors and actors and actresses, and we kind of like cover the whole gamut. And so that's pretty much what, you know, the Nick and Russ show does.
I have a question. Was there any famous actors on there?
Oh yeah, I'm not sure if you're familiar with Friends or with Breaking Bad or with Seinfeld, but we had Larry Hankin on.
I know Seinfeld. I know Friends.
Yeah, he and in Friends he played. Oh my gosh, I can't think of the name of the person. He played the grumpy neighbor above that came down always and complained that they were making too much noise.
Yeah.
You'll have to excuse me. Sometimes my little guy, my 3-year-old, likes to pop in, and so anyway, he's you got to go. No. You got to go and go in the other room with that. Okay, buddy. All right. Thank you. He wanted to play his flute. Yes. Thank you. So he came on. Jack O'Halloran came on. He played Nod in Superman movies. Like, you had General Zod, and then you had the guy who was silent. He played that guy. We've had comedian Blair Erskine on. She does these videos, these really funny viral videos, and where she pretends to be other people, like that are kind of making themselves famous by saying really stupid stuff on the internet, like, senators and things like that are saying horrible things, and she pretends to be like their wife or their kids or whatever. And it's a really good comedy. Let's see, who else we had on? We had this really great actress that is up and coming. Her name's Shannon Wilson on. We've had some directors and some writers.
How do you get to know all these people? Jeez.
Just by networking, by getting to know other podcasters and getting to know other people, and getting to know the right people, actually. Sometimes you got to be careful with who you get to know and things like that. So you fill people out and you go from there. And then if you are friends with a podcaster and you ask them, can you hook me up with that person? Sometimes they can, sometimes they can't, just depends. You can network that way too. So.
Jeez, now I got to stay in touch with you.
Yeah, I mean, if I come across anybody that, like, I always ask the person that I interviewed if one of my podcasting friends wants to see if they can get them on the show. I will first go to the celebrity, or after that, I'll go to the celebrity and be like, hey, do you mind if I give your information to them? Because if they don't, then, you know, I can't do that. I can't give their information. But if they're okay with it, then I will give their information to the other podcasters and or make the connection and let them go from there. So
how many years have you been? So you said you started the podcast at the beginning of this year.
Actually June in the summer. Yeah. My friend Nick, I have known him. He's the other person in our podcast. I'd known him since I was 2017. And we came together because we were in a weight loss program. And we were basically like, there's only like five guys in this whole weight loss program. And you went and you met in different places to have meetings. And him and I were typically always in the same meetings. And it was sometimes just him and I as the guys. And we just became friends. We had the same sense of humor, and we started chatting, and we lost all the weight that we wanted to. Like for me, the most I ever weighed was like 500 pounds. But then when I started the program, I was like at 445, but I still was dealing with a lot of stuff. I had a lot of weight or health issues. And the reason why I couldn't do the stuff that I needed to do to lose weight, like my brain just wouldn't do it. Like I was just, I don't know. I would say like, I would wake up and be like, all right, today I'm going to do this to lose weight. And I wouldn't, maybe I'd start off doing okay in the day. And then at the end of the day, I would have eaten all this crap. And my doctors had told me if I didn't get, you know, it under control, that I wouldn't be around for my kids. And I was like, okay, I got to do something. Like,
thanks to our sponsor to make this podcast happen. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make podcasts. Let me explain. It's free. There's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listeners. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Oh, by the way, I forgot to mention, it only takes about 5 to 10 minutes to set up. It's simple, easy, and the best part, it's free. So download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started today to just create your own podcast.
There are so many ads these days wherever you go. There are ads in movie theaters, on TV, on radio, and on billboards. So why would you want to listen to ads in a podcast? Subscribe to the Crazy Fitness Guy Premium Podcast to get these exclusive benefits. Listen ad-free. Behind-the-scenes access. Access to our free Facebook community. And so much more. Become a premium member for only $5 per month. To learn more about the Crazy Fitness Guy Premium Podcast, go to crazyfitnessguy.com/healthylivingpodcast or click on the Premium Podcast link in the show notes. Now let's get back to the show.
I can't like orphan my kids. I'm not orphan, they still have my wife, but I can't let them go without a dad. And so like I had remembered this one student because I teach, and this one student had told me years and years ago, it was a former student, and they told me about a weight loss program they had been on. And I decided that, hey, maybe I should contact them. Maybe some kind of higher power, you know, I'm a semi-religious person. And I was like, I think the universe, whatever you want to call it, whatever you want, you know, it was telling me to contact this person. Cause I was like at my wit's end. I couldn't figure out why I couldn't get this under control. And so anyway, so they're like, come to this meeting. And I went to the meeting, and that's the first night I went, I met Nick. And I had started off at, like I said, 445, and it took me 16 months, and I lost 255 pounds. I got so skinny that people thought I was dying of like cancer. Like, jeez, that's how bad it was. Like, I gained some weight back up because the problem is I lost so much weight, I was actually uncomfortable walking, sitting, and sleeping. Like my body just hurt so much because I had no more fat on my body. It was just skin and bones. And so I gained some weight back, because it got unbearable. So I'd gotten down to 189. And I don't know if you've ever seen any of my Facebook pictures, but if anybody goes and if they're friends with me and they look, they'll see like sunken in face and all that stuff. So anyway, I gained up like, I think 40 pounds. I gained an additional 30, and that's where I was comfortable at. But then COVID hit and I gained a little bit more because I'm not as active as I used to be. And I did all of this. And some people asked me what I did, and I gave up flour and sugar because it had all this addictive qualities. And so like no breads, no pizzas, no pastas and all this stuff. And you're just basically meat and vegetables and fruits. And that's it. You know, and the drinks you're drinking is water or maybe some sparkling water, as long as it doesn't have.
Hi, guys.
That's my little guy. Hey, take this and go show mommy. Okay. All right. Hold on one sec. Let me deal with this. Sorry about that. Sorry about that.
No problem.
So I gave up flour and sugar, and then I'm drinking, you know, water and herbal teas, and I didn't do, like, you can sometimes do coffee, but I'm not a coffee drinker. And if you're going to drink milk, it's got to be part of like your meal plan. It can't be just like, oh, hey, I'm gonna have a glass of milk. Anyway, so it's a lot of things, and you also in this program you weigh, measure your food, and you have like these times that you eat. So you're very strict on the way you're eating, and you give up fast food and you give up like going out to eat for a while. And it becomes a lifestyle basically. And so I had to figure this out, and the results were quick. Like I think the first 5 days I lost 9 pounds. Jeez. And like you're just dropping weight quickly, like, and it was so funny. I was dropping weight so quickly that I didn't really go buy new clothes. I went to a thrift store because in a month I'd have to change my size again. And so I just decided like I was going to just buy all my clothes from the thrift store. And so so Nick and I kind of left the program separate times, but we still kept up with each other. And we were always talking with each other about, you know, this and that, and keep up. I'm seeing how you're doing. Hey, are you still kind of doing the program? And you know, you're like, yeah, I'm staying away from flour and sugar, but you know, I might eat an extra thing of meat or something. And, you know, and so then Nick got back on the program I didn't really, but we still became steady friends. And then it got to the point where instead of talking to each other about the program, we were talking about all the issues that were happening around the world and in our own, you know, backyard and things like that. And then he was like, hey, maybe we should write a book together. And first it was going to be a book about weight loss. And I was like, sure, that sounds good. And then he's like, let's do a blog instead. And I was like, okay, that works for me. And he's like, let's do a podcast about weight loss. And I was like, okay, but I don't know how many times we could talk about weight loss, like how many episodes we can get into it. Cause you know, unless we give recipes. And so then he's like, well, let's do a podcast where we talk about the other stuff, you know, all the world, you know, the things happening in the world and in our country and politics and this and that. And I was like, okay, yeah, that's fine. I'll do whatever. I'm along with this ride. And I remember our first episode we recorded. It took us 5 days to actually record what we wanted to record because we kind of had no idea what we were doing in the beginning. And we just kind of did that whole baptism by fire. And then I edited it down to, I think it was like an hour and a half. And we had like 10 hours worth of footage or something like that that I had to edit down. And then we just kind of got our rhythm going, and we have a whole process now. And it doesn't take me, like, it would take me a long time to edit, you know, some stuff, you know, get to where we liked it. And now, you know, we do live stuff. We do live twice a week, and we have we do our tapings on Saturday and Sunday, unless it's a bonus episode. And our Saturday one goes out on Facebook and YouTube, and then it gets dropped right away onto that day onto our podcast platforms. And then our Sunday, we kind of make that an exclusive for our Facebook and YouTube people. They get to see that first. And then on Wednesday, that episode gets dropped onto podcast platforms. And, you know, and then we do occasional bonus stuff. Like we did a parody of the Trump-Biden debate where I dressed up as Trump and Nick dressed up as Biden, and we had it all scripted, and it was a lot of fun. And then we had some people come on and talk about it and see what they thought about it. And we're doing if they have another debate coming up, I don't know when you're going to air this episode, but if they have another debate coming up, we're going to do a recap afterwards. So, there he is again. Sorry about that. Okay. Hey. If you want to pause the recording right here quick.
Yep.
Okay. Sorry about that again. I apologize. He loves being around me, and sometimes that's why we do our podcast super early in the morning, because if he wakes up, that's pretty much the end of our podcast. So we started our podcast, and we had a lot of fun since and met some really cool people like yourself. And we're just moving and grooving.
So other than your doctor telling you that you might not be around for your son to grow up, what else motivated you to lose all the weight?
Well, I guess myself, because I had done several different programs, and there were some that were successful, but then like something would happen to me, like I'd have some kind of crisis in my life, and then I'd go back to the food, and it all come back, all the weight would come back. And this one, you know, even though I've gained some weight back, I haven't gained a super large amount of it, because I'd still stay away from flour and sugar. And I didn't want to, when I went to that meeting that night, and they were saying all these things that were resonating with me, one of the things they said that stuck in my head was they use the term right size body. And I have never been in my right size body, and I really wanted to see what that looked like and know how it felt. And there was all these little things that kept happening during the weight loss journey that kept me going on it. You know, when you're this big, when I was like nearly 500 pounds, even over 400 pounds, even over 350 pounds, you don't fit inside normal sized chairs. And I remember like the first time I sat in my boss's office, and I could sit in his chair and not feel uncomfortable. And I was like, holy crap. I was like, what else am I going to experience? Being able to go into a store and buy clothes that, you know, or you don't have to go to a specialty store. You know, I used to always have to shop in the big and tall store because, you know, Walmart and whatever is not going to carry my size, you know, and, cause I went from like a 6X to a 1X. And, and so it was like, you can buy 1Xs anywhere. You can't buy 6Xs anywhere. And you always pay like quadruple the amount. Like if you wore a Superman shirt and me being 500 pounds wore a Superman shirt, same one, I'm going to pay like $50, $60 where you might pay $20. And it was just kind of that thing, you know, like, but it was mainly because I had health issues and I didn't want to die. I didn't want to have these health issues affect me anymore, because I was losing my vision. I didn't have diabetes, but I was on the cusp, the doctor said. And he's just like, you have all these health issues that are going to just snowball if you don't get this under control. You know, even if you didn't die, you still like have all these things that happen to you. And I was having migraines, and I was having all these things. And I was even having bad heartburn, you know, like stuff that would keep me up all night. And it was horrible. And by doing this, I got rid of all that, you know, and I just, I wanted to see what I looked like. Not at 500 pounds. It's taken me a while to just get used to being, under 250. Because before I never had been that way. You know, I remember, in seventh grade, we had to weigh in front of everybody in gym class. And the coach was like, Russell, you weigh 200 pounds. And like, everybody made fun of me for that. And I was like, the biggest kid basically. And so I had never weighed, like, I mean, you know, in seventh grade, you know, I was 200 pounds. I never got under 200 pounds from that point on until like a year ago. Now I'm over a little bit 200 pounds because, like I said, I gained some weight because I was very uncomfortable at 189. But I did it all without like I just had to change the way I thought about food. And people ask, you know, did you do surgery? Did you do pills? No, it was all just eating the way I needed to eat. So like, you know, no exercise, no, you know, I don't recommend no exercise. I try to do some now, but I want to do more. I want to get toned up and things like that. I want to be a crazy fitness guy.
Always get beach body on demand.
Yeah. I don't want the dad bod. You know, I want the Jason Momoa bod or whatever, however you say his name. I want that bod. But anyway.
Are we all?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So, and my wife would appreciate that bod too. So, but yeah. So, you know, I know that if I ever go back to eating like flour and sugar, it's just going to snowball and I'll go back up to the way I was. And it'll probably be even harder for me to lose the weight because, you know, I'm not a spring chicken anymore. I'm in my 40s. And as you get older, it's sometimes harder to lose weight. And so I'm doing pretty good. And, you know, I don't cheat. I don't eat flour and sugar. Like I said, I sometimes have more meat or vegetables or fruit than I should. You know, then because, you know, I try to weigh and measure my food for each meal, but that is what it is.
I definitely know what you mean by the, about getting weighed in gym class. I actually used to weigh, I was 180, back in, I think like middle school, high school-ish. Mm-hmm. And like I ate a lot of unhealthy crap. And then my parents, like, it's not like my parents, like, promoted unhealthy food or whatnot, but that's what I was into when I was a kid. And I was like, right. one sweet thing, you want more. So I got kind of hooked on that. And I was like, according to my doctor, like, I was right around close to near obese for my age group. Back then, I don't remember what the cutoff number was to be official obese for my age group. I think it was like, I was like near the line of it, but I was mm-hmm. never over it, or I never even got to the line. But every time I went to the doctor, he just told me, it's like, oh, well, you're near obese. And it's like, thank you. And it's like, Captain Obvious, I appreciate it. Obviously, I never said that to his face, but I was like, thanks right. for rubbing it in.
Yeah, I used to have doctors tell me, can't you just not eat that extra piece? And I was like, I don't know if you know what it is like to be me. Like, no, I can't. Like, if I could, we wouldn't be here. Like,
exactly.
Yeah. And my doctor, before I lost all my weight, said, you are morbidly obese. That's the term he used. And I was like, oh, that's even scarier. So, but I did have a great doctor, like the doctor that I have now. I finally found, you know, sometimes you have doctors that just are not really nice guys. Like they just, you know, and I finally found a doctor that really seemed to generally care about me. And I just wasn't a number for him. And I had to, you know, I even had a neurologist because I have a neurological disorder. The neurologist I had before, he just was just horrible bedside manner. He just kept saying, why can't you get your weight under control and all this other stuff? And then I fired him and found this other guy. And this guy was great. Like, he was like,
well, I definitely know what you mean by.
We are audiostack.ai.
Combining AI writing, the best synthetic voices,
with production and delivery.
Be it ads, podcasts, or VOs for video.
Just like this ad. How would you utilize AI audio? For free.
Go to audiostack.ai/contest.
Give us just a few details.
And you could replace this spot and be heard by millions.
See webpage for T's and C's. audiostack.ai/contest.
Terrible bedside manner. I'm not going to name any names, but
right. I'm not either.
But that might have helped me later on. I kid you not. In this appointment I had, like, I needed to get my hearing tested too, and like because I had I always had terrible ears and growing up. I had 9 ear surgeries on my right ear, and So when I had my hearing tested, they wanted to test to see how loud I can withstand noise in my ear. And I was like, that sounds like a torture method. You want to send that to the FBI or CIA?
Right.
I was like, that doesn't sound like a legitimate test. And it's like, well, we're the doctors. And I was like, yeah, I didn't say you were the best doctors in the world. And so after that appointment, my ears started ringing nonstop. And somehow I developed tinnitus, of however you pronounce it. And my parents both said to me, it's like, oh, I doubt that's how you got tinnitus. And it's like, you were having it last year. And I was like, I don't think I was having it last year. And so I had it right after the appointment. And I was like, now I have these hearing aids in just to block it.
Right. Yeah, I know. I had this one surgery that I did. They wanted to check my brain because my neurological disorder. So they sent a camera up through my leg, through the main artery. And they thought that they had drugged me up enough that I wouldn't feel it. And I felt every bit of it. Like I could feel them scraping around in my brain as they were moving this camera around inside. And I was like screaming in pain. And the doctor was like, what's wrong? And this is a different doctor. They sent me to this guy. Right. And I was like, I could feel you inside my brain. And he's like, no, there's no way. I'm like, I could tell you exactly where you're at right now. You're right behind my right eye and like in midway. He's like, oh yeah, we are. Like there's no way you should be feeling that. I'm like, I am. And it really hurts. And he's like, all right, well, we'll stop moving it and we'll shoot you up some more. And then they shot me up some more and I still felt it. Cause I told them, I was like, I have a very high tolerance for pain medication and all this stuff that you'd give me. I'm going to feel things. I have my whole life. Anytime like I've had any kind of like dental surgery or whatever, and they've shot me up for something or, you know, minor little outpatient surgery, I've, you know, felt it. And I've told people this, but anyway, for months after that, I felt this scraping of inside my brain. And like, it felt like if you take a razor blade and scrape a rusty nail, that's what it felt and sounded like. So it was driving me crazy for months after I had that procedure done. And they were like, we might have to do it again. I was like, no, you're not. Like, you're going to find a different way to figure out what's going on up there, but we're not doing that. So.
Anyway. I definitely know what you mean, because after that appointment, I was literally, I even went on social media and I was like, I thought going to the doctor was supposed to make you feel better. And I was like, I left with two ringing ears and I made that publicly aware to my followers on social media, and it's like, I don't have a boatload of evidence to back this up, but if I bet you, if I could, I probably could dig if I wanted to, but I haven't really been interested in doing it because I have a bunch of lot of schoolwork and everything, when I was looking reviews of the doctor, it seems like all those reviews that was left were fake, because there was no name and they were all around the same time of each other too, back to back days, multiple times in one day. Uh-huh. And a lot of them were all 5-star reviews. And I was like, you know, even if it wasn't like a real name, at least put like, okay, Sarah S, and like a Sarah B, or and it's like a Sam T or something. Mm-hmm. It's like, make me feel like.
There are so many ads these days wherever you go. There are ads in movie theaters, on TV, on radio, and on billboards. So why would you want to listen to ads in a podcast? Subscribe to the Crazy Fitness Guy Premium Podcast to get these exclusive benefits. Listen ad-free. Behind-the-scenes access. Access to our free Facebook community. And so much more. Become a premium member for only $5 per month. To learn more about the Crazy Fitness Guy Premium Podcast, go to crazyfitnessguy.com/healthylivingpodcast or click on the Premium Podcast link in the show notes. Now let's get back to the show.
like is real. And it's like,
right.
I was like, I think this is pretty illegal to post reviews on your own site. And I don't have any proof, but when I looked at the old reviews, it's like, something doesn't quite add up right here. And it's like there's multiple ones in one day, and there's a few of them, and none of them have names.
Right, so right.
It doesn't make me feel comfortable now.
Yeah, I actually, the really great neurologist I found, I did find him from excellent reviews, but everybody, it seemed legit because like my wife was like, why don't you just look at the reviews? Because I was trying to search for new neurologists. And I kind of didn't really pay attention to reviews before because I didn't really put much importance into them. But no, some of them can really help you. So like I should have read the reviews for the previous guy. And I didn't, and they were not great. And then I just was like, he was just really close by. So I decided to go to him. This other guy I had to travel, you know, I think 45 minutes, but I was like, I will, because everybody, and I went to look at everybody's profile and all that stuff, and everybody had legit, and everybody had great reviews for him. And right when I walked in, like, he was just amazing. But yeah, like, you know, reviews can be both good and bad. You can find a lot of fake stuff and you can find a lot of great stuff too, especially when you're looking for products as well.
Exactly. It's like I was looking at this one. I was looking at some websites I was looking for some PS4 games, and I was thinking may get the new Madden game. Well, all these game companies were reviewing it. Like, I think it was like 70% out of 100%, and I was like. Oh, that seems decent. And I was like, that seems good. And it's like, and then when you dig further into other reviewers who actually play the game, they gave it like a 40% out of 100. And I was like, it sucks. It's made by EA, and EA is the worst company in the world. And they only have, what, I think 20 of those awards as the worst company. So I was like, well, I don't think I'm going to buy another game.
Yeah, I quit playing video games, actually. I got really too addicted in that. When I had my kids, my wife was like, you got to give up video games. And I was like, fine, you know, because like I would stay, like I would come home, take care of, play with the kids and stuff like that. And then when they went to bed, I'd stay up really late and play video games. And she was like, I'm tired of hearing zombies attack at 2 o'clock in the morning. And I was like, all right. And so she actually started hiding my games from me.
Jeez.
And so, but then I just got really super busy, and I just play occasional casual games. You know, like if I have something on my phone, I might play it, you know, like for a few minutes. And then if it's one of those, I try to find those ones that make you wait, like to do something, like you can't attack something in for another whatever amount of time. Cause I know, I mean, that what they want you to do is buy the stuff that will speed it up, but I'm not going to. So it causes me to wait and then play the game, and then it causes me to stop playing it, and then I pick up back up later. So I like some of those games, and I haven't even bought any new console since the PS3. Like, I have a PS3 and that's it. Like, all my friends have they're waiting to get the PS5s, and I'm like, I'm good.
PS5s look ugly.
I don't like if the only time I thought about buying a system was one of my favorite games was Left 4 Dead. I don't know if you've ever played. Actually, it's Left 4 Dead 2. I don't know if you've ever played that. It's really fun. If you like zombie games, it was a really fun zombie game. It kind of reminded me of Zombieland. It was kind of humorous too, but it was like there was moments, some intense moments, and there was a rumor that they were going to make it VR, like the next one, like the third one's going to be VR. I haven't followed up to see if this is true. Like, this was years ago when the Xbox One was coming out, and because it's an Xbox game. And I was like, if I find out that they did that, I would probably want to buy one, because I think it'd be really fun in VR to kill zombies.
Well, you never know with the whole world going crazy. My alternative zombies.
yes. We never know. This COVID thing might evolve.
So. Yeah.
Yes. I've always said that if the CDC and the Pentagon have a strategy for zombies, we should too.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, just to relate to you on the video games, I used to be addicted as well. I really absolutely hated going to public school. I just hate school in general. one of those two. I'm going to say both. Because I got bullied in school, and like for a lot of different reasons. Have you ever heard of the show Jimmy Neutron?
Yeah, yeah. Actually, it was made by a studio where I live.
Oh, geez. Yeah. Well, the bullies made always fun of my. I had a big head back when I was younger because I didn't fully grow into my body yet, or if I have, probably the weight didn't help either. But they made fun of. They called me Jimmy Neutron because of the size of my head, It might sound really stupid to get offended by that. And now looking back at it, I was maybe it's not that offensive because it's
I don't know if you froze or I froze.
Oh, really? Great.
Yeah. Oh, it's saying my internet is connection is, hold on, let me close some things out. It's saying I am unstable.
Yeah.
Okay. I guess I froze there for a minute.
I used to be addicted to video games, and I got bullied a lot during middle school and high school, elementary school. They used to call me Jimmy Neutron because I had a big, slightly bigger head than everyone else. And I know some people might say, "Well, how did you get offended at that name?" And it's like. And it's like Jimmy Neutron was a smart genius and everything, and I was like, well, maybe I shouldn't have took offense to it, but I didn't like getting called attention to and that.
Yeah, it doesn't matter what name they use; it's how they use it. Because I was bullied too. I was bullied a lot, and it's actually National Bully Prevention Month, and we talked about a episode that was personal to me because I'd been bullied. I guess from fourth grade on or whatever, when I started putting on weight. And one of my biggest bullies was a cousin of mine. I'm not going to name his name, but anyway, it took me a long time to get over being bullied. And I'm finally in a good place. And I wasn't perfect. I know I verbally bullied some people, and I told my kids, it's never too late to say sorry. So I went and found those people and apologized to them, and they said they appreciated it. But I never did anything physical, but for me.
There are so many ads these days wherever you go. There are ads in movie theaters, on TV, on radio, and on billboards. So why would you want to listen to ads in a podcast? Subscribe to the Crazy Fitness Guy Premium Podcast to get these exclusive benefits. Listen ad-free. Behind-the-scenes access. Access to our free Facebook community, and so much more. Become a premium member for only $5 per month. To learn more about the Crazy Fitness Guy Premium Podcast, go to crazyfitnessguy.com/healthylivingpodcast or click on the Premium Podcast link in the show notes. Now let's get back to the show.
For me, I'd get physically beat up, and my parents my mom mainly raised me. My dad, he did a lot of working. And so she was always telling me, don't fight. Don't get in any fights. You better not get in any fights. And anyway, it was a really bad time for me. Like I said, I got over it. I'm not going to be anybody. I'm not going to be those guys. Those guys have never reached out to me. I doubt they ever will. I used to hate them, but I don't anymore. And I'm not, I guess I forgave them, but I'm not going to forget what happened. And I tell my kids, I was like, you know, we don't tolerate bullying. And if you can, and you can stop somebody from getting bullied, then do it, you know. And I put my kids in Kung Fu just so that they have the ability to defend themselves in case somebody does mess with them. And
oh, that's good. And like I like how I got over my video game addiction, I found an app for Windows. There was a free version as well. It's called a Cold Turkey Blocker, and I actually got very friendly with the developer, and he answered. His name is Felix, and he's he made his program seems like by himself, and I really liked the. I really like this the product because like I can block, like I'm actually playing an online game on my computer, and I set it up a way where I can block it Monday through Friday during the week where I'm busy podcasting and everything else and schoolwork, because I have two computers for school. One is a Chromebook, but I can't do everything I can do on it. And my Windows computer, and so I block my online game Monday through Friday, and then Saturday I can't get to it. I can't play until 1 o'clock on Saturday, when everything else is done, all my chores and everything else.
Right.
I went from like playing from 90. Plus hours a week, maybe 80. I absolutely hated school, so I used it as like just an escape of everything. Because it was like I don't like bullying. It was like at least with games where I can filter out all the like bull crap in the game, or I can just like shoot zombies or whatnot. And I used that to kind of hide, so to speak. And so having a time limit, and so I went from like maybe 80 to 90 hours a week down to only 10. And so I know somebody say, well, 10 hours is still a lot of time. And it's like, well, if you're splitting it up between 5 hours on Saturday and 5 hours on Sunday, and I'm getting up periodically throughout that time, it's not that terrible. I was playing like 90 plus hours a week. So, and it's like,
right. I mean, and you got to look also how much people watch TV or binge, you know, Netflix. Like, that's probably more than 10 hours. But you know, it's good. Like, I read a book when I was doing my grad studies. It's called Man Play Games, and it basically said that we have to set aside some play time. You know, it doesn't matter what you do as long as it's not work. Something that you enjoy to do, because it refreshes our brain and replenishes our body and helps us go forth and you know, do the week, you know, do the work. Because if you don't play, you'll just become miserable.
Yeah, it sounds like a lot of people in during quarantine, they're just working, and
yeah.
I was like, yeah, I know that feeling too. I used to be on WordPress and everything, and I was working 90 plus hours a week. Well, there seems to be a pattern here. 90 right. plus hours a week when I was on WordPress back in 2017 to 2018. That was not fun.
Right.
My eyes looked like was blood red. Just because I was like, I'm tired. They're like, Jimmy, did you fix your problem on your website? I think so. I don't know. And then all of a sudden the next day I woke up and was like, no, the problem still persists, but I stayed up until 3 o'clock in the morning anyway, because I thought I fixed it. But now I'm at the Squarespace, so now I don't have to do any of that crap. And no, that was not a promotion for Squarespace. So before we wrap up, where can people find you?
Oh, okay. So if you want to check out our podcast, you can always go to our website. It's nickandrust.com. It should have all our links there. If YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. We just started doing TikTok. That's pretty new for us. And any social media is at Real Nick and Russ. So Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, all of them. If you just do that search, Real Nick and Russ, you'll find us.
That's good to know. And let's stay in touch because.
Oh, yeah. Well, you're coming on our show in less than a month, I believe. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it November 29th?
Something like that. I had to go back and look. I used to memorize the schedule, but it's been so much that it's hard to memorize it. But sometime in November, I know we're having you in.
Yeah, I definitely know what you mean. And like I have it in my calendar, but I've noticed that about a lot of myself too, because there's a few times where I forgot to send people my guest podcast form and everything is like, mm-hmm. Oh gee, it's like I even changed the URL of my social profiles just to brand myself. And you know what they say, what you do on one platform you have to do on another. And yeah. If you have your links on Facebook to advertise them, well, I noticed that some of my links were not correct there, and it's like I did a really great job of keeping stuff up to date. I even went on social media just to admit that. It's like I did a tremendous job.
I understand completely. I if we could hire interns to do all the stuff that I need to do and just tell me where I need to be, that'd be great.
Yeah. I think I just need to clone myself like 800 times. But somebody told me that if you clone yourself, they won't all have your abilities. It would just be part of them. And it's like, well, he doesn't have to talk. It's like I just need him to do stuff. It's like, well, he might not function. Okay, I need a robot then.
There you go. Yeah.
Hey Google, if you can make your own robots, can you make a robot for me?
Right. So, yeah.
Digital one maybe, or a physical one? You have a few $1 billion.
Yeah, they're getting close. We'll see. I welcome our robot overlords.
Well, just as long as they don't take over the world like Terminator.
Well, they could take over the world, just don't kill us.
That's true.
Yeah, just, you know, maybe they'll make it a better place. I don't know.
Maybe make it a better Terminator movie, too.
Yeah, we'll see.
Maybe.
Right.
Well, let's stay in touch, and thanks for being on my show.
We are audiostack.ai.
Combining AI writing, the best synthetic voices,
with production and delivery.
Be it ads, podcasts, or VOs for video.
Just like this ad. How would you utilize AI audio? For free.
Go to audiostack.ai/contest.
Give us just a few details.
And you could replace this spot and be heard by millions.
See webpage for T's and C's. audiostack.ai/contest.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.